show. The Bunny and the Bird are back, along with their hilarious cast of loonies. And that ain't all, folks! The all-new Popeye Hour! He am what he am, and he always will be. His friends are something else! 9:30 a.m. Brand new Drac Pack! Drac, Frankie, and Howler are teenage descendants of some very popular monsters. Now they fight for what's right in their bizarre misadventures with the nefarious Dr. Dredd. 12 noon, the new Fat Albert show. Fat Albert and dudes are still doing it right, falling all over each other, but coming up tight. 12:30 p.m., the Tarzan Lone Ranger Adventure Hour. The Lord of the Jungle swings into action against the mysterious and dangerous unknown. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear with all new adventures of the Masked Man and his Indian companion, Tonto. 1:30 p.m., 30 minutes in the news. Controversial, hard-hitting reports on current issues directly affecting you. Throughout the morning, you'll receive brief commentaries on the action behind each week's headlines. CBS, Saturday mornings. We now return the control of this comic book back to you. As seen in Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Authentic official Star Wars caps, exact replicas, small, medium, and large. Imperial Guard cap in black, $7.95. Rebel Troopers cap in light tan, $7.95. As seen in Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, authentic official Star Wars caps, exact replicas, small, medium, or large, $7.95 for each cap, add $1.25 postage and handling. 2. The Thinking Cap Company, 1109 Pico Avenue, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90064. And our last ad. 100-piece toy soldier set, $1.98, made of durable plastic, each with its own base. Packed in this footlocker, toy storage box. Each footlocker contains 4 tanks, 4 jeeps, 4 battleships, 4 cruisers, 4 sailors, 4 riflemen, 8 machine gunners, 8 sharpshooters, 4 infantrymen, 8 officers, 8 waves, 8 wax, 4 bombers, 4 trucks, 8 jet planes, 8 cannons, 4 bazooka men, and 4 marksmen. 100-piece toy soldier set, made of durable plastic, each on its own base, $1.98, sent to Lucky Products Incorporated, Department M, P.O. Box 7205, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30328. Sorry, no COD. Allow 5 to 6 weeks for delivery. No Canadian or foreign orders, please. We now return to Marvel 2-in-1, number 69. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, University of Winnipeg.
Huh? What? I gotta get up and help Vince. I can't let dizziness keep me down. Whoa. What happened? Just when I made it to my feet, the blasted arrow stopped buzzing, buzz bombing, and took a nosedive. Looks like the Guardians made away with Astro while I was down.
At that moment, 23,000 plus miles above Earth, the orbiting space station Dry Dock intercepts a matter transmission from Earth's surface. A transmission containing the living molecules of four of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey, Starhawk. Nikki, mission accomplished. We got Vance, see?
You can set Vance down now, Charlie, very carefully. His life suit's temperature stabilizing mechanism will thaw him out within minutes.
What happened to Vance?
He is unharmed, Mercury Woman. Accept the word of the one who knows. With the removal of the temporal anomaly, Earth's biosphere should return to its normal state.
Let us consult the monitors to make certain.
Starhawk, are you sure all the necessary repairs on our surveillance equipment have been affected?
The monitors detect no change whatsoever in the Earth's atmosphere. Though we removed the counterparts from one another, the fog, it still exists.
I could have told you that, guys, but I had thought you were in no mood to listen to me. It's not me who's caused the fog. It's the kid, my younger self. The way I see it, meeting me must have triggered young Vance's psionic powers, just as the trauma of a 1,000-year-old spaceflight triggered mine. Somehow, that power manifested itself in the fog. Now it's been switched on. Simply isolating the two of us would do a whit of no good. I may be the catalyst, but I am not the cause.
Then, in fact, you two were creating a paradox by your coexistence was never any real problem. It was the psychic feedback of two identical mutant brains.
And while the Guardians ponder what action to take in their satellite, the Thing has stopped by the Astrovix home to see if the family is well.
So, none of those spacemen really hurt anything, right?
No, Mr. Thing. Though they frightened my wife here half to death. What exactly are they after? They said something about protecting my son.
Well, it's kind of complicated.
But before Benjamin Grimm can explain, the sudden expulsion of air is in the mist. In their midst, signals the teleportational return of the Guardians.
Here we go again!
Arnold, what's happening?
It's those Martians again! Those Martians!
Hey, you seem to be all on friendly terms now. With your partners again, what happened?
I convinced them, Benjamin Grimm, that only I can get Earth out of this jam I got them in.
So the fog was your fault?
Not exactly. Vance, my young self. The fog out there.
You are causing it. It's a product of your mental confusion. In order to destroy the fog, we have to cut through your confusion. Only you can wish that fog away. Here, watch as I shatter that vase with my mind. Did you feel a slight tingle when I did it?
I don't know.
Sure you did. Sure you did. Now, you can do that too. Do you feel it? Do you feel it, Vince? Here, I'll direct a tiny bit of my power into your brain to help you pinpoint where it should tingle.
Ah! That hurt! Like you stuck a knife in my head. It really hurt.
It was supposed to. You can do that too. Vance, try it. Try it on me. And try it. He does.
I did that! I flew him right through a window! He was right! I have some kind of brain power! Only, I don't know how to control it!
As the meeting with his future self triggered the rampant fog, the direct mental stimulation has tapped young Vance's developing psychic potential. Like a human geyser, Vance Astrovich sends shockwaves of unbridled psychokinetic force rippling from his brain. The assault hurtles the guardians of the galaxy about the room, embedding them in three walls. To the boy, they are intruders on his sanity, like the Major was. Although the Guardians lie stunned still, the psionic barrage continues.
Kid, the kid's only sent the Guardians flying, but not his parents or even me. Maybe it's because he trusts us.
Help me! Help me! Help me! I can't turn it off! I can't help myself!
This is one time. All my strengths don't mean nothing. I gotta use his trust in me to help calm him down. Hey, Vance! You can control the power if you really try. Really. You just gotta fight the panic inside ya. You can hold it in if ya try. You can hold it in if ya try. Think of something else. Something good. Something you like.
I'm trying, but...
You are listening to a reading of Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, November, the year 1980.
It's all a game to me. judge of you. Double of all quits, double single splits, the ace is fate, the ace is fate. You know I'm going to lose, I'm gambling for fools, but that's the way I like it, Dave. I don't want to live forever. That's right, Dave. But apparently I am.
Imagination. Now a video game where the challenge never ends. You saw Luke Skywalker battle the Imperial Walkers. Now bring the battle home. The Force was with Luke Skywalker. Will it be with you? Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back video game. For your Atari and Sears video game systems from Parker Brothers. Out ones to beat.
Touch the sky, you're the angel. Angel Witch right there. Angel Witch, almost 4:20 in the morning. 4:20. Hopefully you're feeling as good as a toke. CKUW 95.9 FM, late night radio. In the middle of reading you this comic book, what do you think so far? Is it trouble? Is it trouble? Can it be solved? Let's hope so. I will continue reading Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, from November of 1980. On Comic Book Radio Theater. Let's not have that background music. I'll tell you this. I'm done reading this story to you. There's just a little bit more to go. We'll hear music that was brand new at the time, November of 1980. Go to your record store, get it on vinyl, cassette, or 8-track tape. Get brand new at the time. REO Speedwagon, they had their big hit here. They were taking it on the run. Also, I'll run with this. Some Rod Stewart. He got some passion. So, Rod Stewart and REO Speedwagon. Alright, that's what you get for music. Yeah, I just got a little bit more to go here. On Comic Book Radio Theater, I will continue reading Marvel 2-in-1 number 69, issued November 1980. Okay. Yeah, I'll just grab a tune and get going again. You'll only get this here, for sure. CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW. Although the Guardians of the Galaxy lie stunned, still the psionic barrage continues.
The kids only sent the Guardians flying, but not his parents or me. Maybe it's because he trusts us.
Help me! I can't turn it off! I can't help myself!
This is one time all my strength don't mean nothing. I gotta use his trust in me to help calm him down. Vance! You can control the power if you really try. If you really try. You just got to fight the panic inside you. You can hold it in if you try. You just gotta try. Think of something else. Anything else. Something good. Something you like.
I'm trying, but...
Kid, think of this. You got a power now, and you can use it either for good or for bad. If you learn to use it for good, that'll make you a hero like me and the Fantastic Four, or the Avengers.
Me, a hero? All my life, I idolized superheroes. Mr. Grimm, sometimes I still go out into the backyard and pretend I'm Captain America. Becoming a hero has always been my biggest dream. Now you tell me that it's no fantasy. Not anymore. It's real. Thank you, Thing. Thank you. Thank you, Benjamin Grimm. I'm not scared anymore. I want to work with my power. Learn to use it for good. Like you do.
Confronting the young boy, then rousing the groggy Guardians of the Galaxy, the Thing races outside to the Guardians, hit hardest by the youngster's emerging power.
Is he alive?
I think so. I hear him moaning.
Let's see him, Thing. Vance, sweetie. It's me, Nikki. You okay?
Nikki, what? How's the kid?
The thing, he calmed him down. Are you sure you're not hurt?
Yeah, yeah. And this suit is thicker and tougher than it looks. Hey, look, everybody, look. The fog, it's going away. Vance did it. He did it. The fog's all gone now. And the sun's come out.
Well, a chorus of cheers greets the daylight.
Yeah!
One voice is gratingly all out of tune with the rest.
You! You! This is all your fault. If not for you and what you did, our son would still be normal.
The power was in your son all along, sir. I almost only helped it. Helped it out to the surface.
Who do you think you are, mister? Who gave you the right to mess with my son's life? Are you happy now? Is this what you wanted? To ruin my son's life?
I haven't ruined it, sir. I've saved it. I've saved your son from 1,000 years of pain and isolation. From madness.
How do you know that?
How do I know that, sir? Because I've lived through it myself. As for who do I think I am, why don't I let you answer that yourself, Dad? Vance Astro, in his life support suit, takes off his mask, something he's never done before. He spins around quickly, puts his mask back on. Arnold Astrovic's eyes bulge out with bewilderment. That was unmistakably the face of his son underneath that cobalt mask. His son, perhaps 20 years older. But he knew who that was. He begins to ask how this could be, and then decides he doesn't really need to know. Thanking the thing and bidding the Astrovic family farewell, the Guardians of the Galaxy beam back up to Space Station Dry Dock.
Goodbye, Major! Goodbye!
Have yourself a safe trip, you guys.
And then,
Ben, I finally found you. The fog has dissipated.
Brilliant observation, Reed, you old string bean. About time you showed up. Got lost in the fog, huh?
Ben, what exactly has been happening around here? What is the cause of the fog, and how did you manage to rectify it?
Just full of questions, ain't ya, Stretcho? Well, I didn't do nothing to clear up the mess. It was all the doing of that teenage kid standing over there. Come on, Reed. I want to introduce you to the newest superhero on the block.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, as Dry Dock hurtles through time on its way back to the 31st century.
Vance, I thought you always said that if you removed any part of your life suit, your skin would turn to dust.
That's what I always thought, Nikki. Until now, though, I had never strong enough reason to want to risk testing it before. I guess my dad always did know how to get my goat.
But Vance, what did you really accomplish by messing around with your younger self? You're still the you always were. You didn't help your own reality one bit.
Nikki, that doesn't matter to me now. I did what I felt I had to do. And that's all. And though I've got nothing to show for it, I'm still happier than I've been in a long, long time.
Why's that, Vance?
I'm happy because, in one timeline at least, Vance Astro will not grow up to be a guardian of the galaxy.
You have just listened to a reading of Marvel 2-in-1, number 69, November, the year 1980.
Single from the High Infidelity album, it's called Take It on the Run. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Can't live without passion.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Hockey Mask of Death. Death. Who would believe a runaway ice hockey rink perched precariously on the brink of an icy waterfall in the far north country? Or an ice flow arena about the purge into the frigid waters below, carrying two deadly opponents.
No one alive can get past me, Big Yuck, unless you want to die! Crying! Dying! Crying! Dying! Crying!
Dead of winter, in a vast timber forest set deep in the glacial reaches of the Canadian Northwest.
Have no fear, for your wager, mon ami Georges. I, Jacques Le Duc, will protect it.
Perhaps, but I put up a month's wages on the game, and if we lose...
Bah! Bah!
Lose?
No. Trust me, your bet is safe. Big Jacques will slaughter them all. They will fall beneath my hockey stick like this tree falls underneath my axe.
It's true, Big Jacques. It's true.
Why should I worry when you are our hockey team's best forward?
We tomorrow the choppers are one dead bunch, you betcha!
You sure are one big killer, just like your papa! Like your papa! 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 Papa!
Sookie Blue, you dare call my papa a killer? No one who lives calls him that. No one who lives calls him that. Who lives calls him that. Who lives calls him that.
Once more, the primal forest echoes in the trees, felling impact of an axe, this time swung in primitive velocity a rage as red as the drops that now fall on the white snow below. A blind rage, a blind rage, a blind regretted rage. Almost as soon as it exploded, but now it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late.
Mondu, what has Big Jean done? The same as my father was accused of years ago, beheading his partner. But they never proved it. Never. 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 Never.
The giant tree quivers under a fresh onslaught of mighty blows from a giant of a man.
That body was never found, and neither shall this one.
Once again, snowy silence blankets the lingering echoes of the grisly deed.
Never will, quote unquote, it be found inside the hollowed out tree stump. Who would think to look? After I tell them that George quit the lumber camp to seek fortune in Alaska, oil brusk pesky, no. Looking for oil, you know what I mean.
In the pre-game excitement of the ice hockey contest, scheduled for the following morning, no one questions the story.
Hey, we lose, Big Jog. Nobody stops you. No one stops the puck when you whack it. A half year's wages I bet on game, as good as in the bank. Make it a year's salary, mon ami, and you will win a year's vacation with pay! With pay! With pay! With pay! With pay! With pay!
Dawn rises, cold and still, as opposing teams representing the two rival lumber camps take their places on nature's own arena. A dammed up river iced over to form a landlocked rink. Ice hockey fever heats the avid fans, and the pregame betting continues hot and heavy.
your money where your big mouth is, you chopper!
Here, in your face, logger.
An uneasy quiet bestills the burly lumberjacks as the face-off is about to begin. The puck drops between the posed edgy centers and...
Hola! Our loggers have it!
Relay it to...
Big Shark!
Like greased lightning, Big Shark is off, hogging the puck as a chopper defenseman moves to intercept.
In your gut there, chopper! Sit this one out! Oof! Oof! Oof!